A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 and on Friday, July the 3rd, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, and today is Monday the 3rd.
Monday. thank you for that correction. Yes. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer. It was indeed a good weekend for Zimbabwe, as both the Zimbabwe national team and Capes United did the nation proud. Yes.
And of course, blessing the Sunday Chizamba coached Zimbabwe Warriors secured their passage into the last four of this year's edition of the COSAFA Castle Cup, following a hard 4-2-1 victory over Swaziland in their quarter-final clash on Sunday evening in South Africa. Zimbabwe now faced Lesotho in the semi-finals on Wednesday. The other semi-final pits Zambia and Tanzania. Zimbabwe, Zambia and South Africa have won the tournament, which features African-based players only, four times each.
But the star of the tournament so far has been Zimbabwean midfielder Ovid Karuru, who has scored six goals. Karuru, who plays for AmaZulu in South Africa, is said to be attracting interest from South African sides and also from international clubs. Not to be outdone in the CAF Champions League, Capes United beat five-time winners Zamalek of Egypt 3-1 at the National Sports Stadium. Zamalek would have moved level with Group B Pesetas USM Alger and Al Ahly Tripoli on 8 points with a victory over Capes United, but instead they drop to the bottom on 5, with Capes United moving above them into third on 6 points. That leaves everything to play for on July 9th, that is the final match day, when Zamalek are at home to Al Ahly and Alger host Capes United.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Zulukandaba wasandu kuchuma kuna manje, lamja sikoka ngomjalo weko safa Castle Cup, okuna kuna ngale kwele South Africa. Siyawazi kuti ele Zimbabwe izolo lingobe iSwaziland ishaye 2-1. Siyawazi kuti sibe lomdlalo lwana kutwa kade unzima kakhulu, kodwa ke iZimbabwe Warriors yakugcina isinqoba. iSouth Africa yona ike phansi ishaye iTanzania phela 1-0. So kusho ukuthi iZimbabwe singene kulokho kutwa wafa ofile madoda. Nxa ukuthi sokuchova kwampana eyajaywa siphumile. So ke sizabona ukuthi uyaphuma njani njoba idlala leSotho ngolwesithathu. Yes, sikhuluma nje kunjalo, iCapes United phela ichaye iZamalek 3-1. Abantu bebengakukhangelanga ngokana, kodwa ungabona ukuthi iCapes United ihlohle njani, hayi belikuthele emambuleni sibili present. Kade kufika mfowethu.
Hongu kahama wadiwa nasi, tila wati tinge chitarisa ne zirkuitkwa neva kumana vima Warriors variku tambai woku South Africa kumakwiki Kosafa. Zimbabwe ya kwa nisa kuwina mkombe kano kwa nakuita iko kana ndo kamweche tu kakawin wane nyika ye Zambia ya kwa nisa woku tinge chitwina kanushka kana. Nekudaro tila kuona kuti Zimbabwe inga udirire kutinge chitwina shakari kano kwa nagiwe kutakashanu imwe nyika yangawi na kana gifts i South Africa. A South Africa yaka roo asanga singa tarisiru na wani wakawanda ni Tanzania 1-0.
Ya, yeah, ito
nga. Zasara zine mkana wekuti zichitore mkombo wei kano shika kashanu i Zimbabwe ni Zambia.
Ipola kwa fiyo lezen su, ni round for it. Nga ito shile end. Ipola zechukuti i South Africa ngacha izvani kumbele i kembul chaya ilipi. So kwa ipola. So kwa tlala silo kumangani sayo. Sikamu silo kwa nukonepe kumani. Nizwe nga zani silo ubabu chaisu, kashias. Eo chaisu mauna mpofu. Mauna mpofu kwa nukonepe kumani?
Yeah, mkwana baba rinja.
Usia pila akulu, welcome you to this show, Mr. Kashias Chaisu Mana. He's a soccer commentator in this place in South Africa. He has been watching these matches. I think you can ask him the first question.
Yeah, Jay's Zimbabwe is, of course, facing Lesotho, right?
Yes, yeah, we are playing Lesotho on the semi-final.
Yes, your assessment, what are the chances? Because I see that Lesotho is doing very well. You know, previously it looked like a walkover. But in the past years, they've been doing extremely well.
Yeah, I think Lesotho right now is a strong team. They used to be underdogs every game that they were playing, but not anymore. I think they are going to give Zimbabwe a very good run for their money, but Zimbabwe also, looking at their games that they played, they scored 12 goals. Mm-hmm. They conceded one goal. That means they've got a very good record on this CONCACAF Cassie Cup. They were playing a very strong Swaziland team yesterday. No one expected them to win after playing, I think it was that was their first game in 7 days. So Zimbabwe were looking tired, but when they came to the field, I think they displayed their skills and they managed to conquer the Swaziland. I think Zimbabwe is going to win against Lesotho.
Yeah, so, but is it that Zimbabwe is playing well, or it is you know, fighting some kind of shadows because some of the teams are not too strong, right?
Yeah, I think Zimbabwe now is showing their strength. They seem to be very strong. They are working very hard, I think, in training. But when looking at the results and the way they performed from their first game up to yesterday, I think there are good signs. They are showing that the other, if that team is kept together, we are going to have a very strong team. They are playing very well, especially in midfield where we saw Oshane Mosure playing very, very well. In the strike force, or Karuru, or Prince Dube and others, they were doing very well. I think Zimbabwe is strong, not taking away anything from the other teams, but I think Zimbabwe is certainly very strong at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And are you surprised that Zimbabwe has only conceded one goal, judging from the fact that their coach is Sandy Chidzambwa, who is mostly out of defensive?
Yes, I think it's an indication that Sunday is a very defensive coach. Because even when he was coaching Dynamos, I think we saw Dynamos going up to as far as the Champions League in 1998-99 season. They were conceding, but they were not conceding as much. So that's why they went up as far as the finals, where they lost to experience. I think it was 4-2. On the second leg in Tunisia, in Cote d'Ivoire. I think Zimbabwe defense is very good. Sunday is used to that. We also have the technical team is looking good. We have got Sunday, Zimbabwe, we have got Leighton Tass, we have got Lugongane Maf, which I think is a good combination. Zimbabwe is very good in every department, the way I saw it yesterday.
Yes. Ngumbengithi bangaqinisa ngapi ukwenza ukuthi banqobe sibili Lesotho ngoba Lesotho ziyabuya phela baba.
Ye kungaba umnyama weZimbabwe manje ngadliwa Lesotho masikhangela indlela abazele ngayo ama-games adlileyo. Kodwa ngithe ma ngilandela indlela yonke bebedlala bengibona iZimbabwe ibonakala iqine indawo yonke kusukisela kukhipha kuze kuyofika phambili. Iqinile iZimbabwe akula lapho esolisa khona. Iqinile indawo zonke ngibona ngathi akudingeki ukuthi kukhushwe lutho, akudingeki ukuthi kufakwe lutho nje kunalo lutho abafana banike isikhathi esi-right sokuthi baphume ngoba amalanga lakadlule badlala ama-games amaningi. 4 games in 7 days is too much. So ngathi sizabedlala izolo bazayo, sizobe bayedlala ngolwesithathu. Because
we have many messages, Gibbs. People have been sending messages. I don't know, maybe we'll be able to read most of them, but certainly not all of them, because there are too many. Thomas Muchenje, anoti, is not that it's a quazo, ndo kuti Zimbabwe is the kanwe o yaita reserwa pasi, nekuda kwe economy, but we'll raise our flag higher. Go Makepe Kepe, go Mshaisa Mfaro, go Warriors, go Yavanyama Yegugocha. Of course, referring to that match yesterday, Cape United winning by 3-1 against the mighty Zamalek, five-time Cup Champions winners. Then Tina Sten Chirwa anoti is no further zvikuru tinoshivira kuti Cape United ipedzise mutambo unotevera ichikunda zvakare ipinde mumaquarter finals. Ukuo Zimbabwe tinoishuvira kuzvambaradzazve chikwata cheLesotho nechitatu uye tototora mukombe iwoyu. Joachim Emmanuel Mbata anoti kutamba kuri kuita chikwata chedu zvinoshura kubva pachigaro kwemunhu mukuru kikiki politics. Tina Munyaradzi Nhunge anoti go Warriors go, vakomana vema Warriors vakaramba vakadaro vanoya nemukombe. That's good for the Warriors. Regis Matseka anoti go Warriors go to grab this cup. It has been long since we won this tournament. We want it back. Tongai Mutengezi says, I've never felt so patriotic. The Warriors are doing us proud, forward ever, backwards never. Gotwe Razi Donza Murozi anoti vakomana ndichina zvangu zvekutaura go Warriors go fair. Mangoma pamamunya ipapo. Abraham Tomin Mabiza anoti matambira ari kuita zvikwata zviviri izvi cheCaps United ne national team kunodadisa zvikuru. Dai chimwe chikwata chakwanisa kuunza mukombe kumusha nekuti tanyanya kutariserwa pasi muAfrica. Who else that you have, Gibbs, will continue to read some of these messages?
There is Mukoma Kapa, Kapa Runocheka. He says, we are going to beat these boys from Lesotho. It's just a walkover. Then Edson Ndawana says, Lesotho is going to suffer on Wednesday. But I guess maybe it may not be a walkover, right? That's Edson. Then Undlovu, Utwa Undlovu Lapa Uti, yeah. We need Baka, not Lesotho. African teams are nothing to us. So now the guys are free, Barcelona. they can even beat it. Then we've got Rodney Mwanza who says, Lesotho is a walkover. We are going to beat them. Warriors are doing very well, and we have some hope that they are going to bring the cup home. Go, Warriors, go. Lovely stuff there.
Sinemtere rudo kutanga mkoma Boramberi, varpalusa kapa. Makadi mkoma Boramberi. Kurise kulusakao.
Chando tete.
Kwato noraonge kuzimbabwe, ndanzwa kuti kune chiri kukwidza hamba mumuti. Nawiri mudariro mainzwa, ngati kave kave tinzwe.
Chokuti anoti makorokoro makokuru nemauri azve makepe kepe apo. Bora mberi muneti bora ngari gowe. Ngavasaure moyo asi ndadoto ndo andu azvise bora harina underdog mazuva ano matumesa hombe. Ngavaende vachiota mabhora kwete kudherera timu ngazvizodherera tora mukombe. Kuno kuzambia kuno vatotara nyaya yezimbabwe especially Garuru vatogora anonzi Garuru ndiani akapenga ari kupi Garuru vatotozvanzika.
Vari kutsigira zvakasimba chikwata chavo kachezambia chechipolopolo ichi.
Asi vautocha Zimbabwe tarowa. Vautotanga kuti tarowa.
Iri kutamba.
Iri kutamba.
Imi muri kukwanisa here kuona mitambo iyi mukoma bhora mberi?
Ndoiona ndobva patv handibve. Ndoiona patv unoko akawandisa ndoiona. Ndiri kuvaona bhora racho.
Right, ngatitarisei mutambo weZimbabwe neLesotho. Muri kufunga kuti unomira sei?
Mutambo weLesotho ngavarege kuchinja attitude. Attitude ndinodiwa chete. Ngavaende kubhora vachiti tamba neimwe timu nyowani. Ngavati ngavasati zvatakatamba neMozambique. Aiwa tinohwina, aiwa ngavaende vachitamba bhora ravo vachitamba iroro. Difenzi ngaingoramba yakadaro. Zvichidaro ndinoti hwine gemu. Kwete kuti tanga hwina kudhara, aiwa.
Asi munofunga kuti mutambo uyu unopera sei?
Hai, ni kufunga 3-0 wakasa chinja kete 3-0.
Hai, watinutenda shukuru mkuma bora mberi ne kupinda mchirongwa chedu.
Ya, bora mberi, njo bora mberi na cheroro, bora mberi kuhu.
Hai, watinutenda shukuru.
Anatenda, unafaraja hizo.
Okay, tunatenda shukuru. Gibbs yet from our first caller and an avid sports fan, Mkoma Borambeli. He's saying that he thinks that Zimbabwe will win 3-0, but he's warning the national team against what Jays was talking about, complacency. He says there are no underdogs anymore in such tournaments. You know, once you reach the knockout stage, there's no room for error.
Yeah, listen to this, Blessing. So yesterday we placed a question on Facebook, and the question was, are the Warriors' victories in the Kosovo Kasi Cup a fluke or not? Eh? Justify your response. Listen to this. Jeffrey Manjowe says, even a training session is important for a team to better and to a better future and development. The Cup might not improve our ranking, but it is still a measuring stick to us Zimbabweans and the nations involved. It's very important that we give the team some credit when they deserve it. To call it a fluke, it's not that good.
Yeah.
Then we've got Mick Ikajowe, who says, these are training sessions disguised as regional matches because they do not allow us to move up the rankings. They only offer comfort zones to mediocre football nations to beat their chests. They only offer the little known countries a platform to assess new talent, especially to the world, you know, maybe I'm saying to other nations in South Africa. Then we've got Newton who says, we've always done well, Gukosafa. Just one defeat, all these praises will turn to insults. And by the way, we're playing Swaziland. If they could just give us such performance against Cameroon or other nations out there, we could be happy. So I think people are raising some issues here. So, Mr. Chase, Pofu, what do you think about, you know, maybe these wins being some kind of flukes, you know, like they're just winning because it's just one of those tournaments anyway. People are saying, beat Cameroon, beat Nigeria, and those big teams. Then we say, yeah, the Warriors can do it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a starting point. People can say it's a fluke, but I disagree with them. I think it's a starting point. We have to start somewhere. It's a building exercise. You know, we've not been having a very good team. Now we've got youngsters that are showing a lot of hunger to succeed in whatever they are doing. I think we are going to have a very good team in the future. If those boys are kept together with the same technical team that we saw, though we might need to add a few maybe other guys in the technical team, but I think it's a starting point now. We are looking forward to have a very good team. In the few years to come, we might be able to beat those teams like Cameroon. Because I saw Cameroon playing in the Confederation Cup. They are looking stronger than they were 2 or 3 years ago. Nigeria now is no longer that Nigeria we used to know. I think now if we are to meet Nigeria, playing those youngsters on the Confederation Cup with some little bit of experience, we can beat Nigeria. But as for Cameroon, I think we need to step up our performance again. Cameroon looks very strong.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mpofu. But before crossing over to this caller, one more guy, Mopri Chembe, says the real test for Zimbabwe will be during the finals when they will face Tanzania or any other team. So Swaziland, you know, Seychelles and Lesotho are just practice matches, according to Chembe. So, Mandla Nkosi Sewela, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila linjani bakithi?
Siyaphila kakhulu baba Sewela. So kunjani kona lapha eJoni?
Hayi, uyaqanda mfowethu.
Ye, kuhle kakhulu ukuthi ungenele kuhlelo namhlanje. Akusitshela ukuthi ama-Warriors ungathini ngokudlala kuCosafa Cup la?
Ngizizwa ngiphakeme kakhulu ukuthi abafana besizwe bangikhumbuze imbali yethu eyake yaba khona. Uyakhumbula ngezikhathi zabo Reinhard Fabisch, isikwadi sethu sike saphakama nxa ngaphambanisi. Sayisafika ku-number 10 e-Africa. Ngikhumbula sidlala leCameroon yayinabo Homa Pink labana slow goalkeeper Bruce Grobbelaa. Saye yenza izimanga mbone ngani sesinyathela ngonyawo lona lolyana kuthiwa ibiza ifuze ukuthi mbona labafana sebezama mbijana mbijana ukuthi babuye and ngile themba lokuthi khonoku kuyenziwe ibuthungameli bukaba kuchiyangwa lami nginje ngikhathe ngani bengingamthembi but sengani ngiyazisola I think i-management kachiyangwa time iprova ukuthi iyazama futhi ngoba yezimanage ukuthi aphakamise abafana besizwe kutho ukuthi lanxa nje sinama-financial problems abafana bethu abadlala ibhora abagxile ebhoreni bavuselele italenti labo lanxa imali ingekho bazame ukuze bathengise amabizo abo indlela eyenziwe nguphilip chiyangwa ngibona i-right ukuthi asayine okhotha besiyeno zabo nthi noman mabeza umnike ukuthi akhangele imidlalo ye-africa cup of nations which isigqambo amnika ekhosafa and ngithanda ukuthi ngisho ukuthi ikhosafa lanxa ingekho significant kodwa iyindlela yokuphakamisa ibhora lethu ngoba banxa behlangene betrainer bayazwana amandla uzaphumelela
ye kodwa ke akusiwo umlilo wamaphepha yini lowo babaswela ngoba nxa engabe lishaywe nje kunesitilo kuzeni abantu bathi uchizamba katshayi phasi
ye uhlupho lukhona e-Africa yikuthi okhochi laba bengavele badliwe siyakhalakhala kodwa ngithanda ukukhumbuza abalaleli bonke ukuthi-ke undoda wakwakhotha i-Manchester United uFerguson nakabalenye imbali yakhe wakwahlala isikhathi eside ekhotha i-Manchester kungakhanyi ukuthi uyenzani kodwa wagena i-experience ubona ngani kwesi sikhathi asiwuqineni umkhulu ukucotha amakhotha even nxa singamnika 4 or 5 years simncedisa ngoba kulokubekezela bathi patience pays abelungu ubona ngani kuyanceda khonotshani
kosele ukugcina-ke babaswe
Ngoba ukuthi la ibenthanda ukuthi asipractice i-junior police ngibone ngani uhulumende la ikasincedise i-junior police mhlawumbe ebhoreni uba kuchiyanga kafake umthetho ukuthi i-team mhlawumbe ekuleague ibe lama-players angama-juniors ayi-4 kumbe ayi-5 njalo bavunyele ukudlala ku-national team kuzasenza sibe labantu abanjengabo-Peter Ndlovu remember u-Peter Ndlovu lokhu ele-significant record yakhe engakabreakwa which is good of course but befuna uba labanye u-Peter Ndlovu abaningi abazakwanisa ukudlala ku-national team bele-17 years bakhwalifye e-Europe bele-18 years bese sitho okugcina amadoda la amhlophe abangani bethu remember wayeglobal village abasincedisa bakhangele ezimbabwe babeke kwepolitics eceleni italenti likhona babuye bathenge ama-peers enu bese sitho okugcina kubaba uphilip chiyangwa ka-coordinate lo-minister we-tourism acele ukuthi mhlawumbe anxusa even obrazil ojemela amathiwa athanda ukubukela imvelo sibanike imvelo mahara bathoye mahara balale emahoteleni yethu mahara amathimu e-europe abuye azoqinisa ama-orias kudinga ukubambana lokuzwisisa ngiyabonga kakhulu ibhola lanxa ngaliboni ngiyalithanda ngabe ngiyabona mfowethu ngabe ndidlale number 7
hanto bhe hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke esiwela baba Swaya Kulunuzan. So Swela is has got some challenges in his vision, you know. So he says if he was like me and you, maybe have our vision in a proper way. He was going to see more, but he loves the Warriors, even if he's blind, you know. So he's really praising the Warriors for what they are doing, and he says they are reminding him of the Leonard Fabish times. Still remember when Leonard Fabish used to coach the Warriors? Go Warriors go. That's when that song.
The Dream Team. Out.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. When they beat South Africa, you still remember?
Oh, yes.
Right. So he says now.
When now, of course, the late Mahui said, Dr. Kumalo was too beautiful to play soccer.
Yes.
That was Mahui for you.
Yes. And then he says, you know, Spirit Django is doing a good job, according to him. Mm-hmm. So he says, by assigning Chizamba to this Kosafa Castle Cup, and then Mabeza to the other, you know, Chan. So he says, that's the way to go. And at the end of the day, he says, we should now culture some kind of new players, have some kind of junior policy, and so forth. So he's really happy, and he says, let soccer be soccer. That's it.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugaza. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
We are doing great. It has been long.
It's been a while, yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer loved.
No. We will always vote for you.
Cool, thank you.
So it's Gom Zodiwa 2018. We are campaigning for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have our vote. Now, Zedwa, let's talk about the COSAFA Cup champions. Of course, one of the advantages is that it features local players. Mm-hmm. I mean, those who are at least applying their trade in Zimbabwe and those mm-hmm. who are in South Africa. And we've seen some Zimbabwean players going to Europe. Are you happy with the number of players that Zimbabwe has produced and are playing their trade in Europe and also the clubs that they are playing for, or more still needs to be done? How best can Zimbabwe use such tournaments like the COSAFA one to showcase its talent?
I think first and foremost, to be honest, I haven't been following this tournament, to that extent. But it's good that the guys have gone to the next stage mm-hmm. after winning yesterday, I think, against Swaziland. Mm-hmm. It's congratulations to the team. And coming to your second question, which is, are we having enough players that are playing abroad? I would like to think it's a yes, it's a no. Mm-hmm. Reason why I think it's a yes, I'm looking back, when Zimbabwe was having raw talent, any player that that generation would have played anywhere in the world, but they didn't make it. And the numbers that we have outside at the moment, I would like to think they're not enough, mm-hmm. but we can only hope that the numbers will keep growing. Mm-hmm. And it's a plus that the local players are playing, the COSAFA Cup, which is a platform which I think a lot of South African-based teams will be looking at. And actually, it's a stepping stone for everybody, who's playing at that tournament, mm-hmm. especially guys from home.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring in Jays. Mm-hmm. We have not forgotten about Jays. Now, Jays, there is interest for Ovid Karuru, obviously, and also we understand Prince Dube. How have the two players been performing?
Yeah, I think they performed very well from the way I saw it yesterday and the other two just came. I think they are marketing themselves, this guy. Prince is very young. Karuru is also very young. I think he has got a future. Okay. It looks like if they happen to be lucky, Cape Town and Sundowns, Mamre Sundowns, I think they are after the signature of Prince Dube. Mm-hmm. Then Karuru is also being scouted by other, it's being monitored by other teams. Yeah, I think they might be lucky. The advantage now they have is that it's from Yandoro. You know, Yandoro,
yes,
who was playing for Sundowns.
Look at this.
He's scouting for AS. He's scouting for Sundowns. All the players from Zimbabwe, which are doing better, doing well. I think he's always keeping his ear on the ground, listening how they are playing. Like now, he's also involved in the Prince Dube issue with Sundowns. I think maybe they might be lucky, which means it's a good development for our soccer Zimbabweans. Because Sundowns is one of the top teams in South Africa, even in Southern Africa. We know they are the current the holders of the Champions League trophy. So I think they might be lucky, these guys. Not only two of them. I think as far as if Zimbabwe is to go up to the final, we might also see some names coming up again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yes, Gibbs.
Slobaba ke brilliant Langalaputi. Siyababongela abafana bama Warriors. Kodwa ke bengalibali ukuthi umdlalo kawukapheli. Abasegcizelele sithi go Warriors go. Mbuye kuye futhi khonapho ke Chase usakhuluma ngokuthi abafana badlala njani uma ukhangela lo Prince Dube uze ukhangela lo Ovid. Ukhanya ukuthi bali trophy bowl. Kodwa ke nxa sebephuma khonapho ubona ngani bangadojwa ngamanye amaqembu kumbe bakuyaphelela khonapho nje.
Ayathe besithi kula maqembu abafunayo Prince Dube khanya ngathi iRS Cape Town neMamelodi Sundowns. Bambekile ngase ukuthi wabona ukuthi udlala kanjani ngoba uNyandoro khanya ngathi nguye ozamuntu awahlanganisa lala amapulayers uyascouta kumele Sundowns njenge-former player Sundowns ukumastrukture Sundowns ku-development side. So uKaruru laye futhi ambula amathimu am athile ambhekileyo wokuthi ma kungahamba kahle uzothola ithimu ezomthatha
scandal mais bathi ngahambe siya ku final maybe ngaba lamaye amagama angavela futhi amaye amapiers angafunakala ngoba ntendeka ila umntobe chai left back u honest moyo udlale kakhulu udlale kamnandi kwazoba lo siphethe ngalo bedlala ku right naye so kobuthi italent sinalo amapiers amanye kuma kungahamba kahle bangaba le lucky bangathola amatimu e-South Africa lapha ngoba lakhona ayabhadala okungcono ukudlula asekhaya.
Hayi baba khonapho-ke baba Mpofu. Yeah,
let's read some more comments before we go back to Mzodiwa. We have got Andreas Hove Gura Jena ari kuti zvikwata zvinodadisa asi maWarriors mukombe uno, we are of course referring to both the Warriors and also Capes United, which beat Zamalek by 3-1. Andreas Hove Gura Jena ari kuti call me Zondi Mafera, well done Warriors. Tulani Nzou anoti makepekepe iri kutamba zvinoyevedza chose, ngairamba yakadaro. Desire Mapanzure anotiwo vari kudadisa vakomana vekwedu, tiri kuda mukombe kuno kuZimbabwe. Princely Panaishe ari kuti difonerei. Refias Marongere ari kuti goalkeeper hatina. Priscilla Muyengwa anoti ndopa anoti Zimbabwe Cup. We also have Andenis Munya anoti zvikwata izvi Capes United neZimbabwe zvinoda kutsigirwa. And then we have Kalito Sibamba Shanguro Saiseka ari kuti Capes United bora. Patrick Chiparuse ari kuti ndifonerei. Dennis Mkunyadze ari kutiwo ndifonerei zvakare. Nevamwe vakawanda wanda vari kunyorawo, tichadzoka kwavari. Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, the other match over the weekend, of course, pitted Capes United and Zamalek, and Capes won that one by 3-1. What can you say about this and also the standards of football in Egypt?
Again, let's look at the UC, and I don't know whether the football has become easy or it's I'm not sure, to be honest, because I'm looking back at the time when I was playing or during the Dream Team period. We always had difficulties playing with Egypt. I mean, a draw probably was the best result. And again, if you look at the Dream Team, they did pull good results against Egypt. But for Capes United to win 3-1 against a formidable side, which I think is known all over Africa, it's very good. Mm-hmm. It shows that our standards are also maybe, you know, going in the right direction. So I would like to say congratulations to Capes United as well.
Mm-hmm. But I think many are also of the opinion, Mzondiwa, that Capes United could have won some of the matches that it lost, but the players are always complaining that they are not being paid.
Well, that's our daily bread in Zimbabwe. That's our daily bread.
It's a familiar problem. You
know, yeah, it's not becoming a broken record. As much as we can complain, it's something that we, you know, I'm not saying we should be used to it. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. You know, if you give the guys what they've worked for, you know, it motivates them. I think we seem to be taking football as a joke when it's, you know, it's just like, you know, it's an industry that mm-hmm. people work in. And I would like to think it's an entertainment industry. So the guys have to be paid what they are owed. That will keep them motivated as well.
Mm-hmm. Jay, is your take on this issue that players are complaining that they are not being paid?
Yeah, I think it's a genuine complaint. Since we are looking at our economy, the economy is not looking good, the economy is down, so everything is not going according to plan. The guys are expecting to get something after playing very hard. If you look at that, they did a very good job. Winning against an Egyptian team is not a joke. We all used to know the Egyptian team dominating all the Southern African teams.
Mm-hmm.
With Zamalek, it's a lot, they used to dominate, but now we are thinking our football is growing. But now the problem that we have is payment, the economy is down. I think the guys need to be paid. It kills the spirit of the players. It demoralizes their morale. It brings everything down. I think they've got a genuine concern there. That must be a thing that you do.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I will come back to you. Gaitende unamkuma mnyarazi midzi. Magadi mkuma mnyarazi. Mkuma mnyarazi.
Hello. Hello, Tripo, magadi mnyarazi.
Aywa, Tripo, nyayari mdaru roma inzwa. Kana mshida ku comment hapa nyayari yeah. Zimbabwe. Kana mshida ye Cape United. Jiri kwa mwuri.
Yeah, I look like... Ya, njimta na njimta kukuruguri za kesi mweke ni kukuruguri. Ya kata na njimta na njimta, but ya kata zoita msuno itakato zofara, saka mautsida ka bato mukao, saka tinoti, dae wala mbaka da. Deni, benda kwa kuma na mima hori ya, tika fare, zaka nyanya tika titinya ya kugone. Ini mwoni rangu, kugona to gome, edo asi, pako safa wapa, andu na kutu mkondu hidu wata jaya, mkata raa. Norongo ye Zimbabwe ndo nasuti Zimbabwe kumunya duko safa ni kijaga tuam kumbu kaka tuande. Kisha kana sasa kanga ni sindo kwa tri sisi kusoro kana usiyo kira
chanzo za wamba. Zimbabwe yato ra kafu Zambia yato ra kafu foot ndo wana kwa ruku ni kire kira. Waruku waruku tunga mira pa mo fani ime foot yato ra I think tozo tarisa utimbepi pa fani njika nato. Zimbabwe, Zambia, and South Africa.
South Africa, yeah. Sasa, atinganya nizi, ili kutingati ya iwa borelula zonati. Nekutimu katakati wafko na ba, chini zataitu tino, chini gupula kwa umarara, ati zaka zongonoro wa umi makota sana, uzona chene kwa uzika vada buda. Saka, mkosafa umu, ndo ya chini toto, ndo kapi yedi ya toto chemba, umu chini zike ni mbibu, umu chini kongu Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe lipo. Saka nilota aiwa, idai tika satura mkondi ui, tenge tato kuri, masaka ui mkana wedi, tiyo funga watu utora mkondi, chetu uko saa.
Saka, mnufunga watu msui chitatu nele soto Zimbabwe inga ite ngani?
Nemse chitatu, nilona wate Zimbabwe ino kuna kukunda, buwe mnu, tu wani kana tu zero, ato kuna nguza, metapa watika chitaroa.
Aiwa, tinote nda skumru, mkoma mnyarazi, nekupina mchirongwa chedi.
Tunotenda skuru mwendo mtifoni ya katene.
Ayo wachirungwa ndeje nyi tunotenda skuru.
Ayo.
So ke sibuye le kubaba umgatsa umzondiwa. So umzondiwa nxa usukangela ke ingugu yeZimbabwe sibili nxa uyikhangela katene. Labanye amazona la adlala kuphosafa. Ubona zani enxa iZimbabwe ayinqobi ngoba amanye amaqembu ngazani akhabi kangako.
Angazi ukuthi ama standards esadatha kanjani yesi futhi just looking at the track history, it seems like Zimbabwe has been doing well amongst the, you know, the countries around us. So probably nothing yet in ama standards, which maybe they are heading in the right direction. So yeah, I think that's the only reason I like Kuluma for now.
Yes, if I'm both of them, okay, both. Kubona njani kwa tabuloro?
Kubona ngati ngoba irishinal tuwa sile. So nga singa dhala ngendela endless. Kwa ni siku dominator akuma timu yete sina ula. Kwa sinika mada. Ngoba kwa kulu enyinte vlala ama timu. Iku nga dhalika ase uisa ispirit. Kwa taba nga dhala watuna sile funa oku pambili. Vaya fila na paraba wafuna kwa. Kwa taba wakaisa wachawe. Bathi bayiqhesa bachaya kwenze baluze ithemba bangabona ukuthi bayakuthi. So ngibona ukuthi masina kwenza ukuthatha i-trophy le kuzonika ama-players ethamandla ukuthi bathathe sesifuna i-Nations Cup nangokwayo ngoba lapha e-Southern Africa sesidominatile. Kungaba i-stepping stone enhle ukuthi babheke phambili, babheke into enkulu, bafune into enkulu i-Nations Cup. Then from there sesikhanya ukuthi World Cup sifika kuphi, siyaqualifya na. Ngibona ukuthi kuba yikho okwenzakala.
Yeah, so what Mr. Buff is saying is that. Of course, Zimbabwe, if it lifts this kind of cup, it could be a good stepping stone, you know, for maybe bigger tournaments in the near future. And Mr. Umkatsa was saying, you know, Zimbabwe is good at the moment. It's not that maybe some teams are weak or not. He says, no. It seems as if Zimbabwe has been doing very well on the regional stage.
And Muzondi, we're coming back to you and also looking forward. There are a number of Zimbabweans applying their trade in various leagues in the UK where you are. Some have expressed an intention to play for the national team. Others are a bit skeptical. Do you think the nation is doing enough to try and lure them back home?
I to be honest, I don't think so. I had a brief chat with the vice chairman, the Liberty vice chairman, when I was visiting home last month. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I didn't get time to sit down with him, but he briefly mentioned something to do with Zifa trying to incorporate former football players to, mm-hmm. you know, to gather some young players from here. Mm-hmm. But you're talking of people that are playing. Well, what's the name? The guy who was playing for Everton and
Galloway.
Yeah, something. Galloway. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So I think that alone in that area, I don't think we're doing enough. And it's going to be hard for us to convince that boy to jump into a plane and go to Zimbabwe when, you know, there's no effort. Zifa chairman should be coming here, mm-hmm. maybe to sit him down. Try to show him the direction which Zifa is trying to take, and then from then on we can blame. We can't blame the boy. We mm-hmm. we just have to accept his decision, whether he wants to play for Zimbabwe or he wants to play for England. After you know we presented our case to him to say mm-hmm. this is the direction we want to take. So in that respect, I don't think we are doing enough.
Mm-hmm. But is that something that you are willing to do? You are a former player, obviously. You can easily identify talent. There are many talented youngsters there. If Zifa were to ask you to do that for them, is that something that you can do?
I can do that, but I don't want to sound a bit... I'm failing to find a word. Mm-hmm. When I commit to something, I like to do it, you know, fully. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to do things half-heartedly. Mm-hmm. So if I'm to be given such a task, I think I will need, you know, full support. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, guys like Liberty Masunda. He's working with the under-17s, and Liberty loves football big time, and he drives everywhere, you know, around the country. Where we can support, we support him. But when I spoke to the Zifa vice chairman, he briefly touched on that subject, mm-hmm. and he asked me whether I was willing to do that, which at the end of the day, I'm Zimbabwean. I mm-hmm. always love Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is my country, and I would love to, you know, to pay back, you know, whatever I can to you know, to Zimbabwe football.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's
another. Willing, yes.
mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you. There's another exciting Zimbabwean player that Kundai Benyu has been signed by Scottish giant Celtic. I think there are also reports that he's interested in coming back. We'll see how that goes. Regatende kunemwe mutereri Baba Shupi vari paZambia apa. Makadi Baba Shupi.
Makadi mukoma.
Aiwa isu tiri bwanje. Parisi paZambia.
PaZambia parisi.
Mhm. Saka muri kusapota ma Warriors, muri kusapota Chipolopolo.
Aiwa, Roma Warriors, ziva nezvibatsi.
Hamuchinje kuti upone kubhakacha.
Aiwa, tidaro, ziva nezvibatsi.
Right, muri kuona sei mutambo weZimbabwe nelesu turi kuya nefu wechitatu.
Chokwadi, mutambo uri kuona, nyika iri kutamba zvinotakadza chaizvo. Ende ndikutoona mukombo uchidzoka kumusha uyu.
Asa hamusi kutya here kuti Zambia inenge iri kutambawo zvakasimba?
Iri kutamba zvayo, asi ndiri kuona spirit inovakomana vari kuvhurisa zvororo kuti vamukombe chaizvo. Zvinhu zviri obvious. Plus coach wedu munhu mukuru ari kutorida game, ari kutaona rebasa iri, saka vakomana vari kutamba zviri obvious.
Saka pa game rele suto apa murifunga kuti zvinopera zvakadii?
Se timu iri kutamba Lesotho hatingazodaidzire kuti 2-0 kana kuti 3-0, maybe 2-1-0 or 2-1, asi chokwadi chiripo ndechekungoti isusu tichahwina. Kuhwina tiri kuhwina.
Saka ana bhururu venyu vari kutiwo kudii paZambia?
Inini zvangu kwandiri hakuna vanhu vakanyanya kuwanda zvedu, tiri mamaini, saka hatisi kunyanya kuonana nevanhu. Plus tiri vanhu vanongosvika munzvimbo zve2 minutes nekutofamba, mostly tinongotravhera, saka hatina hadi kutaura nevanhu zvakawanda wanda, asi tichingoonawo nezvatiri kungonzwawo nyika iri kutamba bhora. tunawina. And then Toya by Cape United, but Mimi and Sinkesiki. But the Kalachawadi, Cape City Kutamba Pura, because I'm not a team here, Kutamba Nayo, the big teams, Amalekian, who was John Matros, Kawanda, and the Karan and this tournament in Kawanda. But Cape City, if I'm not mistaken, Nige Kutanga will qualify, but you know what I would do. Kama Chikwanza we lead at 3-1. One of these guys are playing and Fario has a Tamba Guard with our winning embarrassment, but the Fario Tamba Guard with our no one is a Kushka. Yeah, that's and of Funga ways.
I want no tenders, cool. I want some Timbara to keep the Utamba and Yatambanzi Ukona Gudo Ratama or Bizot in Fundo Viraku.
Asi imunya mazibaba ocean mfuwe ndo wasa tsoke kuno kunga wangu gari kuku kuno kwa wacha kwane kuno
varugu utamba zuno nguiza mvura
nga wachi gari kusanta unzika na kuchisi kuno ayo watu ya wali kuno
ayo watu zote ya skuru baba shupide kupide mshiro kwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
That's good. Gibbs.
So, lo muntu we Timbare.
Ukadzeti
ikhefse yenze kuhle. Yeah. Bachabulisa boy. Yeah, so kulo bhekisa ipho mhlanga osecingweni lapha. Baba mhlanga kunjani? Baba mhlanga uyangizwa?
Uzwa kosi njani?
Asiphile kakhulu mhlanga kunjani egoli khona?
Hayi, kupholile.
Ye gato buge limjalo ye kosafa lapha kuhamba njani?
Ah, ngizizwe nje kodwa ngizwile nje ukuthi hayi badlale kahle, hayi sibathayile ihlombe.
Ye kodwa wena wabukebukela nje wabona embili emthatha?
Eh ayikhona imidlalo engangabona bewudlala lapha nje. Ngamjabuliswa ngumsona iziwe ayedlala ngakhona. Hawu babe bedlala kahle laba fana. Badlala impela bajabulisa ukudlala kwabo. And if you have a good lati, sometimes we draw about final look with Kuzaka family. We win our games, we wish them well. Natibang out at a league up lay either corner at higher.
Good talking. And as Mapanja was a poor pale and Jamasan and Joseph, so tell Mava Holanga, come to the Jalo. So
I maguze imali na inkinga.
So kumelele vele kolo.
Ama orange ayikho inkinga sebe kujoy.
So twasaba wale.
Abaqinisela madoda kodwa hayi abadlala igame ngoba the way abadlala ngakhona bazatholwa ngamanye ama clubs angakhona ukubanika imali.
They
must just play ukuthi babonise bengabonisi ukuthi we are playing for only Zimbabweans. Worldwide, then they can get employed because football is an industry. They can get employed, then they would get good pay. Owa manje abadlale njengamadoda, abadlale njengabafana, babonise ukuthi we are playing football. Football is a good thing, but they must forget. Ngoba owa manje babone uyazingela umsebenzi lapho mawudlala ibhola. Awudlaleli nje ukuthi nezifunela umsebenzi, udinga umsebenzi ngenyawo zakho.
Yeah.
That's yeah, maybe vanga tinge batho aluzima maybe my Zambia but go to Soto lapha. Ay, uthatha tata mama na emando kuzena. Itayi ushesha nje lapha, uyashesha la.
Kodwa bona ngizani ke uyaphuma manjani isiko kona?
The way abadlala ngakhona, iforce ngayiphindi four. Yeah, 4-3 goals or 4 goals. Umbuze lapha, umfonele umbuze, nge 3 goals ayithola la.
I said, I was going to for
I wish them well. I was like,
I was
like,
I was like, I was like, I was like, I was like, I was like, I was like,
I was like,
I was like, I was like, I was like, I was like, I was like,
thanks, bro.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Mahlangu. He says, even if the Warriors are not paid, they should actually display their skills so that they can be bought by some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Says because football is a business,
mm-hmm.
so they must work diligently to sell their skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in the says, as for Lesotho, it could be a walkover.
Mm-hmm.
So he's predicting maybe 4-0, 3-0, or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
So he's very confident that Zimbabwe mm-hmm. will win. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mzondi, like we're talking, Jesus talking about this, that Zimbabwe has conceded only one goal,
mm-hmm.
and they have scored 12 goals. What's your take on that, Mzondi?
I had a comment, somebody saying we don't have a goalkeeper, and now it surprised me if you haven't conceded many goals, and then somebody to say we haven't got a goalkeeper. Maybe we've got a tight defense. I would hate to think, you know, that the other teams don't have, you know, potent strikers. So I would just say, you know, it's a sign that we've got, you know, a good defense lining up and a good goalkeeper as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's all what I can say.
Mm-hmm. And he also
that's really good that we're not conceding goals. It's a good sign. That mm-hmm. is something right that we are doing.
Mm-hmm. And Jays?
Yeah. Hello, can you
hear? Yes, Jays. One caller you had. One caller saying that you know at least even though the you know Warriors or even Caps United players are not well paid at times and. You know, there are delays. They should just play, hoping that someone will identify them and then they can ply their trade in Europe. Is that enough to motivate the players?
Yes and no. Because they are family members. They have to take care of their kids, their wives. Some of these players are married.
Mm-hmm.
They need that money.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they finish playing, they must get their money. They must be paid in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they may need to market themselves. They need to play, to sacrifice, to so that they can be scouted, they can be identified and be taken maybe somewhere they go, somewhere they play for other teams that have been better. But I think they have some responsibilities that they need to take care of. They must be paid in time.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Even if they are paid, where is the money going to come from, Jake? I mean, this guy is...
It's very difficult because our football is not attracting good sponsorship. That's where the problem is. Now, I think now the teams themselves, they need to find a way of surviving. The only way to survive, maybe, is to play well, attract people, through those stadiums, then I think also Sports Commission, ZIFA, they must stop taxing too much. They're
mm-hmm.
taking a lot of revenue from the teams are suffering. The seat councils are also taking too much from the soccer, from football. Mm-hmm. They're doing nothing, they're not helping those clubs, they're killing those clubs. The police, they are taking a lot of money. How can we hire the police to come and maintain order? That look like the private company. They need to inject these funds into football, not to take money out of football.
Mm.
See, Sports Commission is not helping football. FIFA is not helping football. They are taxing too much. They are taking a lot of money. That's why the players are suffering. That's why the clubs are failing to pay the players, I think.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line there, Blessing.
Of course, we have another caller from Botswana. Mkoma Colin Magadi.
Kribet Magadi.
Aywa, tiri nani zwe, lutipe wafungwa zeny.
Dirufa yane kutamba kurukita wakoman. Kumeza utaati, no, inapali sutu.
Saka murukuru wana hile gempa Botswana, hapa mle mchuru wane rakopi.
Hapa mwotikombe ina mma utira.
Mune mchi tenga ya drink mkuzani maona game mire wana uti mwurongo pinda.
Tunombo pinda dungu hapa mwotikombe tenga ya uma drink.
Saka mwurongo nase game rele soto ne Zimbabwe rino pera se.
Iwo mape we finally.
Mwurongo wakuma lalo wina ngali hapa.
Two zeros, mate.
3-0.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Asika wa mwari kutizo ni panopatra kuungwa ni watimu zakada hizo zizi. Sisi kukoti haiwa tinongono zambaraza.
Azo sinongo na kudara asi ni matambila wari kuita asi.
Wano wina?
Wano wina cha hizo sili positive.
Haiwa tinotenda zukuru mkoma koleni.
Saganaga
imaita ba. Not at Gibbs, yes, Colin, he says, no doubt Zimbabwe is going to win on Wednesday against Lesotho. Gibbs.
Now, back to you, Mukatsa. So, what are the tips that you can give, you know, these youngsters as they take on Lesotho? Any tips?
Sorry, before I comment on that, I think I will. I'll echo the same sentiments, I think, that a written proposal on the other line that he just mentioned about, you know, the money that is going to ZIFA and the local authorities. I think I spoke to a few guys that are in administration in our football. They've said the same, which I think ZIFA is not doing anybody favor by doing that. Mm. And then going back to your question, sorry, what was it again?
Tips for the youngsters are cashing.
Okay, well, they can only go out there and enjoy themselves. At the end of the day, you know, it's all about, you know, enjoying it. If we, just like, you know, yourself, myself, if you're going to work without enjoying it, it becomes, you know, something else. So they can just have to, you know, enjoy it, and then things will fall in place.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have another caller before we go back to Jay's. Mm-hmm. Joseph, you are. Magadi Mkoma Joseph. Mkoma Joseph. Mkoma Joseph.
Hello.
Phone yenyu mune amusina zonzwika zviri sei?
Ya yanga ichitafanika mberi kukatakata tiri nani baba Magadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu taura itinzwe maonere yenyu. Kada kutaura zvekeps kana zvema warriors zviri kwamuri.
Ini ndoda kutaura hangu zvema warriors vakomana vangu ari padhuze neni zvangu parastenberg yako.
Mhm.
Ya kutamba vakatamba chose.
Mhm.
Vakagona vakatambawo zvakayakana nesu takafarawo tiri kuno.
Mhm.
Tichidadirawo vamwe vekuno kuti hai maro hamuri munyika menyu hapista hwina.
Yeah. Ko game rele suti bulola sei
game riri kutevera iro havano hapana team inomboshamisira pasi kuti chinongodiwa chete ndechekuti coach wedu ngagadzirise kumashure ndokwaanofanirwa kuti vakomana vekumashure vasimbe kuvhara nokuti tavanga vachitamba neswazirenda apa ndaiona backline ichiita pamwe seinomboti lichei mbijana ichiita seinobvira. Saka vanofarwa kuti koshi vasimbise vakomana vekumashure kuti kana mastrike achinge auya varege kuparadzana vabatane pagedhi chaizvo. Ndo zvimwe chaizvo zvatinoda kuti vaite. Asi pamatimu achere iwaya asara handimbooni kuti pane inotyisa yavanga achira maningi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joseph.
Kwanga kuri pamusoro, kwanga kuri kwakanaka chose.
I want to note it as good. I think he's probably our last caller, but of course we can't end the program, Gibbs, without mentioning Edzai Kasnawuyo, a former Zimbabwe national team player who passed away, and he was a manager of most of these players like Kama, Billiard, Knowledge Msona and others, even Ovid Karuru. Yes, of course we say rest in peace to Edzai Kasnawuyo, who passed on a few days ago. And on that said note, we end this program, and we want to thank our guests this evening, Jays, and also Muzondiwa. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying good night, Zimbabwe.